Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
I mean, this nutcase in New York City.
Which one?
Mamdani.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This guy running, he's a complete out-and-out socialist.
Yes. And he's also anti-Semitic.
Oh,
Don't forget
thank
about
you.
That.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It is.
It is absolutely disgusting. And you would think, but again, this isn't a guy that I think is familiar with history.
Okay.
Or reality, that is.
Well, I mean, he's lived his entire life off of his parents' money.
Okay.
And he said that he's okay taking time off of his job to run for mayor because he figured if he ran out of money, his daddy would just give him more.
Well, now, this self-proclaimed progressive darling of the Democratic Socialist Party is making it crystal clear that if he becomes mayor, he's going to declare war on charter schools. Now, this isn't rumor, this isn't political spin, this is straight from his own mouth, or rather from his own survey responses.
He's going to declare war on charter schools.
The New York Post got a hold of his answers to a pre-primary questionnaire, and Mamdani flat out says he will fight efforts to open more charter schools in New York City. And let me repeat that. He's not going to review the issue. He's not going to study it. He's not going to say, well, maybe it helps some kids.
He's just going to ban it.
He's going to actively fight the very schools that in New York City overwhelmingly serve minority working class students. And you've got to ask yourself the question, why?
Because he's bought and paid for by the teachers union, which is really becoming the most leftist union in the country. It really is. It used to be, you'd say something like the Teamsters was the most leftist union or something like that. No. It is the teachers union. They are the most radical. They are the least.
Follow the money.
They are the least patriotic. And it's weird because, teachers work in classrooms where American flags are supposed to be hanging from the walls every single day. And yet the teachers union is so anti-American.
And we're talking about charter schools where students, often from low-income neighborhoods, are outperforming their peers,
right? Especially in
reading and math.
Especially in places like New York City.
I mean, students where parents actually line up overnight just to enter the enrollment lottery. Schools that are sending kids to college who might otherwise be trapped in this cycle of underachievement.
Right.
Or worse, a life of crime on the streets.
Right.
Because of
failure in school. They have
no
other options.
But oftentimes in these neighborhoods, you've got birds of a feather that are flocking together. Folks that are just in this revolving door of prisons.
Well, and when you get kids that are in failing schools, they are more likely to drop out. And when you just drop out of school, if you don't get your GED, it is hard to do anything legitimate in this country.
And again, let me repeat, these are students who are, the majority of them are minority kids.
Black and
Hispanic kids, immigrant kids, kids whose parents are working 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet and who desperately want their children to have a shot at something better. And Mamdani wants to take all of that away from them?
Well, and,
it's the kids that are getting hurt. And that's the part that's truly disgusting, right? Because we're not talking about shutting down elite private, academies where the tuition is $50,000 a year. We're talking about denying access to schools that are lifting kids out of poverty, that are helping them break, as you point out, the cycle of failure and giving them a fighting chance. I mean, the hypocrisy is staggering. Well, here's the Democrat Party. It says, oh, well, we care so much about everyone. No, you don't.
And this is a guy who has admitted that his upbringing was privileged. His parents were well off. His dad was a university professor, you know, his mother filmmaker. He went to, you know, private school. He got privilege. He lived a privileged life. So for him to be taking away opportunity from kids who don't have that is reprehensible.
And I know there's a lot of folks listening, you know, you're listening all across the country and you're saying, well, look, I don't live in New York. I mean, let them reap what they sow, right? I get it. But the reality is New York City is a cultural and economic powerhouse. At least it has been. I don't think it will remain if Mandami becomes...
New Yorkers are
becomes
about to,
elected.
New Yorkers are about to do a massive job on their city. But you know, it's not just New York. Seattle's about to do the same thing. Seattle is about to elect a radical socialist to that city to be not just the mayor, but also on the city council. They're about to elect several socialists to the city council. It's about to be a socialist takeover of the largest city in the Pacific Northwest. And you could do it again in the largest city up in the Northeast. We could be having our large coastal cities taken over by people, not just that the Republicans call socialists, but who are proud to call themselves socialists.
You know, and it's not that I wish this upon the city of New York
not
or Seattle or wherever.
No.
But, you know, was it James Carville that said that if Mandami in New York City is in fact elected,
yeah,
that it will basically create a Republican or a red tsunami
that was
that
Bill
will
Maher.
Sweep all across this country, because every single day Americans will see in New York City
how bad the left's ideas actually are. San Francisco is one of the best advertisements for Republicans across the country. And even San Francisco has had to moderate in recent years because they went so far left, they ended up with human feces maps all over their city because they had such a massive homeless population. Well, you're about to do it in Seattle and in New York, and Mandami wants to have government-run grocery stores in New York City. We've already done that in Kansas, and those grocery stores are bare. They look like the grocery stores in Cuba and the grocery stores in the Soviet Union. You know why? Because government-run grocery stores all end up looking the same. They are failures because that's not what government's supposed to do. Government's job is not to run a grocery store. Government's job is to protect our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is not to interfere in the free market. Government's job is not to solve all of our problems. Government's job is to allow us the safety and security and the freedom to solve our own problems.
So I do think everyday Americans, even those that don't live in New York, those that live hundreds, maybe thousands of miles away, they're going to see the destruction unfold in real time. Just like the folks in Venezuela did, in Cuba, in East Germany.
Yeah, but those folks, even though they saw the destruction in real time, they didn't stop it. All the examples you saw, you're pointing out, the people didn't recognize their errors until it was too late. And
well, it's about to be too late, especially if you believe, what was it, the Real Clear Politics?
Average of polls have Mandami up at 38%. Andrew Cuomo at 25%.
So what is he up 13? Is Mandami
13 points ahead of Andrew Cuomo according to the average polls. Now, the only bright spot on that is all those polls are awful. That none of them are done by polling agencies that got anything close to the right answer in 2024. But still, it's pretty scary.
We need to stand with New Yorkers. Those New Yorkers that don't plan to vote for socialism.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the U.S. Department of Justice is offering a $50 million reward for the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has been the dictator of Venezuela since the death of Hugo Chavez in 2013. Attorney General Pam Bondi accused Maduro of participating in the drug trade in the United States through Tren de Aragua, the Sinaloa cartel, and the Cartel of the Sun. Bondi said, to date, the DEA has seized 30 tons of cocaine linked to Maduro and his associates, with nearly 7 tons linked to Maduro himself, which represents a primary source of income for the deadly cartels based in Venezuela and Mexico. In 1989, the U.S. invaded Panama to arrest Panamanian President Manuel Noriega on drug trafficking charges. Noriega ended up passing away in a federal prison inside the U.S.
Well, yeah, and Maduro isn't just another crooked politician. He's a narco-terrorist. I mean, that's the official charge.
Yeah.
And he's sending cocaine shipments into the United States and harming Americans, destabilizing our communities. It's disgusting.
Second thing you need to perform on the contempt of court ruling against the Trump administration has been overturned. Washington, D.C. Judge James Boasberg had ruled the Trump administration was in contempt of court for not turning around a couple of airplanes that were filled with illegal aliens heading to El Salvador. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 decision that the planes Boasberg ordered to be turned around were already out of U.S. airspace, and thus he had no jurisdiction over them. Further, the courts do not have jurisdiction over foreign policy. The executive branch does.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. It's one of these no-brainers, and yet Boasberg has shown he apparently has no brain. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit against Donald Trump's business dealings. That case found President Trump liable for $454 million for defrauding banks and insurance companies. However, during the trial, all of the banks and insurance companies James accused Trump of defrauding said they weren't taken advantage of. They enjoyed doing business with Trump and hoped to do more business with him in the future. The DOJ investigation is now focusing on whether James deprived Trump of his due process rights or not. James campaigned on getting Trump even before she announced what crimes she thought he might have committed. A representative for James called the investigation into her a, quote, weaponization of the justice system.
Letitia James was never seeking justice.
No.
She was always seeking power.
And vengeance for Donald Trump being Donald Trump.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
This is the sound of pain.
Ah!
Until they tried CBD Pure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the sound of no pain after CBD Pure. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Order CBD Pure and get 15% off when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and start enjoying life today.
Caleb, what are the advantages of using a suppressor?
Well, besides just the basic advantage of hearing protection, it increases the accuracy of your round, as well as reducing recoil by up to 50% depending on what cartridge you're using. As long as you go with a higher caliber suppressor, let's say a 45 caliber, you can shoot 45-70, 44 mag, 308, and all the way down.
Do you have suppressors in stock, and how do people get a hold of you?
Plenty to get and plenty more coming. They can visit us at therusticrenegade.com, or they can give us a call at 337-357-11.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcasts. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts. As American Ground Radio continues to expand in the new markets, our audience continues to grow, and our sponsors have seen results. Conservatives support conservatives, and our sponsors have seen an increase in sales, a bigger presence in their market, and compelling commercials that have boosted their reach. If you want more details about advertising your business on American Ground Radio, send an email to jeremy@americangroundradio.com. That's jeremy@americangroundradio.com.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air, or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All three will steer you straight. That fifth farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I know there are a lot of bigger fish to fry, but let me just tell you, I'm gonna make a prediction here.
All right.
I think that before President Trump's term is up,
yes,
there will be legislation signed into law making English the official language of the United States.
Now, didn't he already do that in an executive order? Didn't he already basically, he said that government documents and websites, they need to be in English.
But I'm talking about legislation.
Okay. You think it's going to go through the House and the Senate?
I know that sounds controversial, but
I think it'll make it through the House. I'm not sure. Unless you attach it to a spending bill, I don't think it makes it through the Senate because you got that 60-vote filibuster.
And the reason that I'm saying this, I was reading a story where U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that 1,500 trucks have been taken off our roads in the United States because drivers behind the wheel couldn't speak English.
And that was part of the executive order that Donald Trump signed, was that if you're going to be driving trucks on U.S. highways, you need to be able to speak English. But
that's been a federal law for decades. It was the Obama.
But it hadn't been enforced.
No, the Obama administration relaxed the enforcement of that law tremendously.
So Trump's executive order comes back in and says, no, we're actually going to enforce this.
And
you're saying 1,500 trucks have been taken
1,500
off?
1,500 trucks. And look, you know, my father is an immigrant from Italy.
Yeah.
You know, he spoke with an accent.
He spoke Italian to begin with.
But my point here is he didn't speak perfect English, but he could certainly communicate. Obviously, right. He built a business and you know, raised a family, all of those things. I'm not talking about speaking the Queen's English here.
Right.
But you should. I do agree that it is a critical safety matter that if you're driving, especially an 18-wheeler, for example.
Right.
That if you're involved in an accident or you witness an accident, that you would be able to communicate in English
to
the police officer, to first responders.
It is also an important cultural matter. And culture does matter. But we want to be a melting pot, right? We don't want to be just a mixing bowl. We've got all these different tribal, balkanized communities. We want a mixing pot where everybody is an American. But how can you feel part of a group if you don't speak the same language as that group?
It's very difficult.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, have you heard the Dave Ramsey song?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama.
Mama
told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Nettaville and Kimberly Burleson. So there is a song out there called Dave Ramsey's Money. And basically the guy's saying, look, I bought a boat, I bought it on credit, and Dave Ramsey wouldn't approve, but I get to spend time with my kids out on the lake, and spending that time with my kids is worth going into debt. It's worth doing something that Dave Ramsey wouldn't approve of because I'm buying memories. That was one of the lines I really liked from the song.
Yeah.
I'm buying memories. Have you guys have heard this song? What do you think of it?
I've heard of it. Jared Hicks, he's the one that sings it. I heard it last week and I loved it. I loved it because it kind of reminded me of our childhood. Mm. Because we did not have a lot of money growing up. It was definitely feast or famine.
We had it.
We had big things.
We
did it. Yeah. But going on a beach vacation, that was going to happen, even if it meant it was the last dime we had in our account.
Mm.
Doing things with our family. We had no idea our dad would die so young.
Right.
Mm. You know, and now we have all these memories. One of Sunny, my daughter, one of her best friends, who's a Christian artist, her husband's dad, he worked his entire life. He saved and he saved and he saved because he couldn't wait to retire and to go do things. He retired and died 2 days later.
My God.
Not going on one single vacation his entire life.
Oh, Kimberly.
So when I heard this song, I thought there is a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you want to make wise choices, but you also want to. Those memories are more valuable than that.
That is a line in the song, too, is our bills are paid.
Yes.
So it's not that he's going so far into debt that he can't pay his bills, but he's saying, look, yeah, I'm going into debt to buy a boat.
Yeah.
But I'm still able to pay my bills. I know Dave Ramsey wouldn't approve of what I'm doing, but I'm spending time with my kids and with my family, and I'm still being responsible. I think he's trying to talk about a balance. Yeah?
Right. There is a balance.
Well, and you know, Kimberly was just alluding to our childhood and those memories. I mean, growing up like that just built something inside of us. Memories are the most important thing. Lindsay, I would say, is the best taking her whole family, her kids on these great vacations. I married a man who was like his dad. He is tight. He likes to save. In fact, we got into it a couple of weeks ago because I got something and he said something about, you know, he's looking online every night to see what I spent. And I said, I said, Kevin, do you have another family somewhere? Like, how is this amount a problem? I just spent this kind of money on a rug or whatever it was. And the beautiful thing about us is that there is a balance. So he can kind of rein me in if I'm going too far, which I don't feel like I do. But I can also, I've built a case throughout our entire life together with our children because I know the importance. And then afterwards, he's like, I'm so glad we did that. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we have these pictures. You know, we'll be going looking through mirrors, pictures. We just did this recently. And oh, that was fun. In my head, I'm thinking, do you remember
the fight?
Do you remember the case I had to build for us to do this? You know, because just money, like he's saving up. And so the other day when we were having this discussion, I said, are you saving up so that when we die, our kids will have money? Because I would sure like to just live and just go and do and, you know, even outside of Dollywood. So like Hawaii, let's do something. And so you do, if you have that good balance, I really think that you're missing out if you just spend your whole life saving for when you are retired. Because that's when it's harder for you to get around. You know, things happen when you age, as we all know.
And there's things to do that don't require a lot of money.
Right.
Go camping. I feel like a lot of people use money as their crutch. Like,
to get out of it.
We can't do it. We don't have enough money. Mom's got to work, whatever. And I feel like it's just an excuse. Yeah. And then later in life, they're so sad.
Yeah.
Like what?
There's regret.
There's so much regret.
Like you said, our dad died at 58. Imagine. I mean, he had so many plans ahead that we were all going to do together. So many. And he was also a dreamer. So we grew up with this person who made sure that we had memories. We went on a trip. And not only did we take our family on a trip, but he was like, Barbara, get your sisters and their kids. And I'll get my sisters and their kids.
I mean, and the mothers.
Yeah,
the
grandmothers. It was like a whole thing. And Dad was like, well, I'm taking care of it all. I just bought us an RV. We're going. I mean, that's how he was. And so to have that
was such an example that way.
Yes.
To include everybody.
Right. And he had no idea he was going to die so young.
No, I know.
But we have all these wonderful memories and pictures, and he was the life of every party. So it's like, okay, you have a choice in your family to be that person that will fight for your family to go and have these memories. It's so worth it, you guys. And like Kimberly just said, it doesn't have to be somewhere far. You can go camping. You can even do a staycation and make it fun and have a movie or whatever. But memories are the most important thing.
We've done a lot more of the staycation stuff in our family and hanging out with the kids.
And it's fun, isn't it?
It is absolutely fun. And again, I know some people that go too far and they get in massive debt because they're going to Vegas and they're going to all these trips and like you haven't paid off the last one. What are you doing? So I do understand that there's a balance, but yeah, I mean, if you're saving up treasures on earth.
Yes.
Yeah. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nativille, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We will be right back. So stick around.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success Leaves Clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
Well, President Trump is absolutely right on this whole census issue. The proposal for a mid-decade census.
It's not a proposal. It's an executive order. He's ordered it. You got to do it.
And really, the truth bomb in all of this is illegal aliens should not be counted in the U.S. Senate, or the census rather, for the purposes of political representation. I mean, that affects your
congressperson.
Congressperson also affects your electoral college.
It does. But it's not just about that. It's also that the census got it wrong. They got it historically wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Red states, Texas and Florida, each should have had three extra seats. They each should have had three extra seats in the House. California should have lost a seat. New York should have lost a seat. This is... It's absolutely wrong what was done. Basically, by the census being wrong, not even counting the fact that they were adding illegal immigration, just that they got the count wrong so badly, it left 12, a net change of 12 seats, six for Republicans versus six for Democrats. So the Democrats got six extra seats, Republicans got six fewer seats. That's a net change of 12 extra seats, which is more than the margin that that Mike Johnson has in the House right now.
But see, the left isn't upset with that. What they're really upset with, I mean, I think you could probably get some liberals to even go along with you to say, yeah, well, if it's inaccurate, right? I mean, some.
A few. Some.
But really, what has got the left all wound up across the board, globally, is the fact that President Trump is saying the quiet part out loud. Well, it's not really the quiet part
anymore.
It's
what Republicans have been saying for a while.
That you should not count illegal immigrants
No, we
in the census.
You should not be elected to Congress to represent people who shouldn't be in the country.
But if you look at this historically, the founders never intended this.
No.
The Constitution says count all persons. Yes, I get that.
Right.
It says persons.
But it does exclude Indians. It excludes Indians who are on reservations.
But it was also talking...
So it, what it's saying is there are certain people, if they aren't supposed to be beholden to the federal government, we shouldn't be counting them.
No, that's true. But at the same time, I believe the framers were talking about those under, in terms of when they were talking about persons, the framers were talking about those under the jurisdiction and the protection of U.S. law. Not people who have evaded or violated the law
right.
to get here. The purpose of the census was always tied to representation.
Right.
Meaning those represented in Congress should have a legitimate connection to the country's political process.
That's
if
right.
you're here illegally, you don't have that connection. You're not part of we, the people. As much as we're a nation of immigrants.
Right.
But these are the facts.
That's it. That's it. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
In 2023, the public schools in Houston, Texas were a mess. Nation's fourth largest city. 121 of the school district's 274 campuses received a D or F rating from the state of Texas on their annual state tests. So, like 40%, right? In particular, Wheatley High School in Houston had a failing grade for 7 years in a row.
7 years.
Yes.
And no one thought, hey, maybe we ought to do something a little different.
Now, while Houston is the largest city in Texas, and Texas is a red state, Houston itself is very decidedly run by Democrats. It is a blue city. And that was the case with the school district. The school district was dominated by Democrats. But the failure coming out of those schools gave the state of Texas the right to move in and take over the schools according to state law. And that's just what Texas did for the 2023-2024 school year. Governor Greg Abbott ordered the takeover of the Houston schools. The Republican-controlled state took over the schools in the Democrat-controlled city. Mike Miles was named superintendent of Houston schools by the TEA. They fired the old superintendent, and that was 2 years ago. And the elected school board was also fired. They were replaced with an appointed board of managers who were focused, all of them laser focused, were going to make the schools better in Houston. That was their job. Now, it's been 2 years. Do you want to know what's happened?
They succeeded wildly.
This week, the Texas Education Agency announced there were no schools in Houston ISD with a failing grade. None. There were 16 that have D's. They went from 121 schools with D's and F's to just 16 schools with D's and zero with F's in just 2 years. Most of the schools in Houston now have A's and B's. The majority of schools in Houston now have A's and B's on the state test in just 2 years.
But you know, here's the thing. We always talk about how government gets it wrong, right? They're incompetent. They're not very good at managing anything.
Too much of the time. That's the truth.
So how,
especially in Democrat-run cities.
Okay, but what was the difference here? What was the difference here that you had the state, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I get it. Texas is tremendously successful. Folks want to live there. People
right.
are moving there in droves because the state government... The local government.
Usually. But there are pockets of failure throughout Texas. There are places
there's always exceptions.
But it seems like most of these exceptions are places where Democrats run things. There are problems. You know, Austin's got a big problem with its budget and it doesn't have enough police officers. Why? It's run by Democrats. So you've got problems here and there. Houston obviously had a massive problem with its schools. Here's what Superintendent Miles said. He said every child, no matter where they are in Houston, no matter where they are on this map, has a high-performing school, an A or B campus near them. That's never been the case in Houston or any other large urban district. So this isn't just something that this isn't just Houston's turnaround. No other large school district, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, no other large school district in the country has had this level of success that Houston has achieved in the last 2 years.
I understand, but I keep coming back to that the state is actually successful at managing something. And, and the only explanation I can come up with is that the state didn't have to play all of the political games that the school board may have had to engage in.
Or not just had to, wanted to. For some of these people that got elected to the school board, they got elected so they could do DEI. They got elected so that they could push a socialist agenda on the schools.
So the state didn't have to play politics with the activists, with the unions, or with the career politicians.
That's right.
They had a clear mandate. Go in, improve the schools, period. And I think that's why it worked. I mean, I think that's one reason it could have worked.
Miles said, what we're trying to do is to get them to read, write, do math at grade level, and be prepared for the year 2035's world and workplace. If we do that well over the next several years, Houston will have a populace graduating from high school that many of whom will go to college, but many of them who do not go to college will have a livable wage, a high-skilled job, a high-demand job, and that's what the city needs. Now, so here's what they did. Yes, what did they did? Well, they did raise teacher salaries. That was part of what they did. But they also added a merit-based bonus system. So if you are a great teacher in Houston, it is possible for you to make over $100,000 a year. They focused on merit-based bonuses for teachers. The left goes, oh, merit's racist. No, it's not.
But see, I think this proves that the rot in public education isn't inevitable. It's a choice.
That's
and
right.
That school boards can choose to cling to the same old failed system, or they can do what Mike Miles did, blow it up and rebuild it for the kids, not the system.
Focus on the science of reading. Focus on teaching the fundamentals. Make sure you're rewarding great teachers and getting rid of bad ones. Make sure you're rewarding great principals and getting rid of bad ones.
So the question is now whether Houston can keep this going. Once the elected school board returns.
They just extended Mike Miles' contract till 2027.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them, and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
my bedroom stocked with my pillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love my pillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with my pillow. I did not have sleeping relations with my pillow. Go to mypillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Governor Abbott made it about as clear cut as it gets.
What's that?
If you've got a job to do, when you've taken an oath to serve the people, you show up.
That's right.
You don't run. You don't hide.
That's what you do.
And you sure as heck don't hop on a plane to avoid doing the work you were elected to do.
Right. But the Democrats do this every time they know they're going to lose. Every time they've done this, they did this in 2023, they did this in 2021, they did this in 2003. They've done this so many times.
I know, but if everyday Americans, everyday Texans pulled a stunt like this in their own jobs, they'd be fired before lunch. Show up late.
Yeah.
Okay, strike one. Walk off the job, you're out.
There was a job you didn't want to do today, so you went to Illinois. Fine, stay there.
The private sector, and I know all of you listening right now, you understand this.
Yeah.
We understand this. The private sector doesn't let you clock out when things get tough.
Right.
Why should public service?
Exactly.
And remember, these lawmakers aren't volunteers.
They're paid.
They're paid by the taxpayers.
Now, in Texas, they only get paid $7,500 a year, but they do get a stipend for a day. But they're one of the least paid legislatures in the country.
And if you're wondering what we're talking about, all these Democrat
56 state reps
decided to flee the state of Texas rather than to stay and debate the issue of redistricting in the state of Texas.
Because they can't say that these districts that are being drawn are racist, because they're not. The most of the districts that would create brand new Republican districts would be majority Hispanic districts. It's just that Hispanics have moved to the right so much because they watch what Joe Biden did to the border, to the Texas border.
So I think it's a smart move for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to move to have these seats declared vacant, these elected seats in the state legislature.
It's what the state law says, and he's issued arrest warrants, and the FBI may be getting involved in going around arresting them now in Illinois and New York. But yeah, I agree with you. He should declare the seats vacant. That they're vacant. Now we got a quorum. Let's move forward. Yeah?
I mean, and what else would you call it? You don't show up for your work. You don't show up to your job.
Yeah.
A position's open all of a sudden.
Well, but you know what? Given how Kamala Harris was as vice president, some of those Democrats may have been vacant while they were there.
That's true. That's certainly true.
Let's get to Fake News Friday.
You are fake news.
Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And you can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score was. Oh, and they're fabulous prizes.
Well, they're
week.
Double points because it's back to school season.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. So double up on these. All right, first one. President Trump gave a press conference from the roof of the White House this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Kind of. I'm going to go with yes.
Yep, that's real news. He answered questions from reporters up on top of the white. They were down on the ground and they were yelling up. Secret Service agents were stunned by President Trump being able to easily walk on a moderately sloped roof. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
Yeah. The Secret Service raised water levels in an Ohio river so that Vice President J.D. Vance and his family could go kayaking. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
No, but hold on.
They raised the level of the river so that they could provide security.
So they could go boats, get on boats
larger
themselves.
Larger boats
so that to provide J.D. security Vance could go kayaking.
Yes.
All right, Trump fired.
You don't seem to approve of that.
Trump, well, I mean, it's not that I approve or not. It's just. It's kind of a lot for one family to go kayaking, but okay. Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is just like Hitler. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is fake news.
MSNBC said that. Drug cartels have started carrying around kryptonite to fend off ICE officer Dean Kane. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
Yeah. But Dean Kane is now working for ICE.
Superman is now part of the Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement Agency.
Yeah, and I didn't give you your ding. There's your ding. Okay, former CNN anchor Jim Acosta did an interview with an AI version of a 17-year-old boy who was murdered in a school shooting. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That was creepy and just unconscionable, but that is real news.
That's real news. Moms for Liberty is an extremist hate group. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
Yeah, but the Massachusetts Municipal Police Training Committee calls them a hate group. There are radioactive wasps in South Carolina. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Radioactive?
Yeah, radioactive wasps.
I'm going to go with fake news on that.
And that's real news. There are four wasp nests at a former military nuclear testing site called Savannah River, and the wasps in those wasp nests are radioactive. NPR isn't partisan. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news. A new poll shows people with nose rings are more likely to believe in socialism. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
No, satire by Andrew Clavin. It could be real news, but they haven't actually done the poll. He just said it in an article. Jimmy Fallon once tackled Greg Gutfeld in a bar in New York City. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. Greg Gutfeld brought it up when he was on Fallon this week, and Fallon went, oh, yeah, I remember that. McDonald's is releasing a new Happy Meal for adults. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
I'm going to go with real news.
It is real news. South Park made fun of Charlie Kirk, and Charlie Kirk loved it. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. President Trump gerrymandered the U.S. to include Canada and Greenland. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's really fake news.
Yeah, and the last one, the state of Texas has started building a wall along the Red River to stop Democrats from fleeing the state. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's really fake news.
Let us know what your scores were, kids. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what all your scores were.
You know, a happy meal for adults. You think that makes for a happier country? I mean, because, you know, happiness is really an inside game.
I think they're just playing
an inside meal. Maybe.
I think they're just trying to play nostalgia with Gen Xers. That's all.
I'll play along.
Yeah, I might. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Caleb, as responsible gun owners, there's a lot we have to know. And you're a resource. How can you help people?
David, we love helping our customers. One, because it helps us to voice our expertise and grow our knowledge as well. There's so much information out there, and the laws and rules change so often. People come to our shop just to ask these kinds of questions. So I invite the community, anyone across the entire state, come on down, sit down, enjoy a cup of coffee with us, and ask the questions that you want answered. Visit us online at therusticrenegade.com.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Building.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
You love your country, right? Check. You love American Ground Radio? Check. Then you'll love AmericanGroundRadio.com. You can shop at our store featuring the book Bright Spots, Big Country. Or if you're thirsty for freedom, get the Trumpler Presidential Tumbler. And you can listen to special segments of America on Par with Stephen Parr or the AGR Daily Podcast. Or find special offers in MyPillow and CBD Pure products. Find it all at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Do your job. That's what I would say to the Mexican president.
Claudia Sheinbaum.
Sheinbaum.
Yeah.
President Sheinbaum.
Yes.
Standing in front of the cameras today.
Uh-huh.
Declaring for the world to hear that U.S. troops will not be entering my country to fight drug cartels.
Okay.
Then you know what I would say to you,
then you
President?
Do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Do your job. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
The U.S. doesn't want to come into Mexico to fight the cartels. The U.S. simply wants the cartels to stop coming into the U.S.
So President Trump, well, there are rumors that President Trump signed a secret order authorizing a U.S. military strike against the cartels in Mexico.
Okay.
Not invade Mexico.
Right.
Not topple the government, but direct action to dismantle these transactional or these transnational, mm-hmm. I should say, terror organizations that are murdering tens of thousands of Americans every year.
Well, he has declared them officially to be transnational terrorist organizations, which does then allow, according to U.S. law, the president of the United States to use military action against them.
But see, Mexico has been unsuccessful.
Yeah.
At fighting the cartels. You would think that she would say, finally, the United States is stepping up to help us defeat the cartels that are killing our citizens as well.
But instead, she's saying, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
In April of 1970, Jim Lovell took off in a NASA rocket on his way to the moon. He was flying with fellow astronauts John Swigert and Fred Hayes on Apollo 13. Shortly into the flight, the space capsule experienced an explosion and a loss of oxygen. Lovell had to adapt to regain control of the spacecraft and then find a way to get him and his crew back home. They were able to fly around the moon and return safely to Earth, and their whole ordeal was turned into the movie Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks, Gary Sinise, and Kevin Bacon. Jim Lovell passed away today at the age of 97. His family released a statement saying, "We are enormously proud of his amazing life and career accomplishments, highlighted by his legendary leadership in pioneering human spaceflight."
And we are proud as well.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.